Hello, Melinda Zarate here. Hello, Melinda Zarate here with Emboldened Heart. Annalise, are you with me? Let's give Annalise just a second. There must have been a lot of internet traffic this morning because I had a bit of trouble actually getting in to the Blog Talk line. So we are waiting for Annalise Hagen to dial in now. I hope everyone is having a good day wherever you're calling from, whatever time it is, whatever part of the world you're in. And Annalise, are you with me? We are having some technical trouble. Just bear with me for a second. We'll have Annalise with us. Not sure. This is unusual. This is actually the first time I've had any problems with Blog Talk Radio, and I've had my Blog Talk Radio show for almost 7 years now. So must be some technical issues going on here. Texting her just to be sure. Technology. Technology is always fun. And thanks, just thanks for being here. Just hang tight, be patient. I'm sure she'll be with us in just a moment because she and I have been communicating by text. So I know she is trying to get into the line. So, Annalise. Annalise, are you with me?
I'm talking to you.
There she is. Hi. You're a little bit echoey, and I think there are some technical issues today, but you sound much better now. So, hi there.
Hey, how's it going? Talked about milking your entrance there.
I know. Yeah, sometimes you just got to roll with it.
That's right. That's how it is. A little bit of improv.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
How are you doing today, Melinda?
I'm doing well, Excited to sort of change roles and be the one interviewed rather than the person doing the interview. So I'm just going to let you take it.
All right. Well, I am honored to be here, and I, too, am excited to interview you. You have so much to talk about. Just so everybody knows, spoiler alert, Melinda is not only my esteemed colleague in the healing world, but she's also my mother-in-law, and I couldn't have asked for a better mother-in-law. So with that relationship that we started in, we found that we had a lot in common, and as the years go by, we just realized we have more and more in sync with each other. So, Melinda, tell me a little bit about your healing journey, your journey as a healer. I'm really curious. I know that you've always been gifted with a lot of different talents in this area, and I'd like to hear a little about your journey.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd be glad to share it. I've always kind of been a seeker and always been really, really curious and an avid reader and always loved learning. And I think even as a really young kid, I was very interested in sort of out-of-the-box things. And my mother encouraged that. My mother was the one that encouraged that in me as well. So I kind of, at a pretty young age, found myself living in a really kind of avant-garde little community in the Ozarks in Arkansas. And I hung out with hippies as I was growing up and, you know, in even junior high and high school. and then ended up living in a community which was really very filled with creatives and artists and people that were exploring all kinds of alternative living experiences, communes, and, you know, all kinds of things. And that's where I learned about health food and alternative healing approaches and crystals and all of those fun things. And I was really young. I was a young mother at that point. Actually, I was mother to Annalise's husband, Ian. And so I kind of got exposed to that at a pretty young age, and then and really liked it, but then remarried, moved to a place that was not very open. And so I kind of then hunkered back down into the more traditional ways of living, and then went into the corporate world and really got involved in high-powered corporate work and doing consulting, international financial consulting, with a horrible schedule that actually demanded that I do conference calls in all the different time zones around the world, and my sleep cycle got really messed up. I started having insomnia because my schedule was crazy, and there was a lot of stress and pressure and all of that. So I started having trouble sleeping and kind of didn't know what to do about it, didn't want to take sleeping pills, you know, tried different things, and was just miserable, really. Then I started having panic attacks because, of course, I hadn't been getting enough rest. And the panic attacks got worse, and I was kind of a mess and still was kind of sort of trying to will my way through it the way we do when we're oblivious to what's going on sometimes. Yeah, so then I found out I had high blood pressure. Of course, why would I not at that point? Had high blood pressure, again, didn't want to take medicine, you know, didn't want to take drugs, trying to manage it with diet and throwing in some extra exercise, and I still was trying to be superwoman. And then it got worse. It just went from bad to worse. And I then developed sciatica so bad that I could not sit at my desk. It was a trifecta.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, I was an absolute mess. I was miserable. I was just, I wasn't resting. I, you know, was having trouble breathing. I was a mess. But I knew I didn't want to take drugs because I don't tolerate them well. I never have. So I just was like, wow, I can't work. So I'm just going to have to try to figure out what to do here with this mess I'm in. So I started just researching and learning and reading and walking because I could walk around. I just couldn't sit at a desk without being in pain. So I started taking walks and being outside, and then I started realizing I was beginning to heal because I was getting out in the sunshine and the fresh air, and I was moving more. And then I discovered this world of energy medicine that I kind of knew about peripherally but hadn't really stepped into deeply. So I started using some of the techniques, energy medicines, tapping, EFT, and then I began using a process called the emotion code and the body code. Had such good results with them. I just got really excited and decided to train in those modalities. And then it just continued on, and I continued my training. I actually enrolled in a year-long health coach training program and just really dove into doing things completely differently than I had been. And at this point, I am drug-free. I don't take any medication. My blood pressure is balanced. I'm having no trouble with sciatica. My sleep is just fine. And I am just enjoying life exponentially. And
you know, it's
anyone
funny how
can do
the
that.
Body tells us sometimes. The body sort of intervenes when we're in our monkey mind. We're in our, like, you know, conscious mind with this agenda, and the body has this wisdom. And you were mentioning the feminine divine and really the wisdom of the feminine. And I think that, you know, for me, as you know, I've done a lot of work with the body as well and healing, and there is energy to the grounded connection of the female that we can tap into at any time. I also just wanted to comment on your emotion therapy. I'm sorry, tell me the term again for that.
Emotion code, body code.
Now, I feel like you gave me one of those healings once when I was visiting you, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was in Austin. You gave me some emotional healing, and I found it to be really dynamic and powerful in a way that I hadn't experienced before. Like you, I was also raised by a mother who was a seeker and who sort of encouraged, you know, looking outside of the box. And it's funny how so many of our teachers in life as women are other women, either through matriarchal lineage or through friends. Can you comment a little bit on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I think women have historically had to really sort of figure out things, and they've had to take care of children. They have had to kind of use their intuition and rely on it really heavily. And we do that, I think women tend to do that a little more automatically. And I don't think it's because men don't have intuition. I think it's just training, bad programming that we all receive, and we all get plenty of that. But I think that what's happening now worldwide is that we're beginning to really see, experience, and feel how out of balance our energy is. And we all have feminine and masculine energy, all of us, men and women. And so we see the imbalance, and now we're really stepping into the decision has been made that it has to change. And we're seeing evidence of that everywhere with both men and women.
Hashtag time's up, you know?
No kidding. And it, we're seeing the change with the men who are hanging on to the old ways, you know, with tooth and toenail. And that's fear-based. You know, they don't realize yet, and that's the key word, yet, that stepping into a more balanced, more compassionate, more loving way doesn't cost them anything. They don't lose, they gain. And they've got it wrong.
I really, what would you say now to a man who might find himself in a position of really having to update his programming? How can we be of service in sort of, you know, ushering in this new age for these men who we know have good hearts and might have just gotten some old conditioning that's not working anymore?
Right, and it's not working for them. It's not working for us. The truth of the matter is that men are in much more pain than women are because they don't have that. They often, and I'm not talking about all of them, but there are a lot of them, and there are a lot of women too. But there does tend to be with women, they tend to open up and make connections with other women that helps them to process things that occur in their lives. And that's what it's about. It is a process. And so those relationships are everything. And that's where men are in pain, because they don't allow themselves, because of their faulty programming, they don't allow themselves to really open up to having the kind of relationships with other men that will really allow them to be authentic and to share those deep difficult places that they're stepping in and out of. And it is, it's just faulty programming. And again, we've all had plenty of it. So what I would say to men is, you know what, we need you. We need all of you. There's a reason we're all here together. So just, even though it feels really weird or maybe scary or painful or difficult, just take a risk. Step into just sharing your thoughts, your feelings, primarily your feelings of vulnerability, of caring, of concern. Just try to step into it. And it really changes everything. And when women are in a place where when I was all crazy and busy and distracted and not really paying so much attention to what was really happening in me, I was in pain. I was in enormous pain, emotional pain and physical pain and mental pain. And so
men
are in a lot of pain right now. They're in enormous pain. And it isn't us against them. That is old paradigm, and it doesn't work. We need each other. We all need to be here.
Yeah. I think we're seeing in, the younger generation especially, I personally know quite a few people who are trans or going through different processes around gender in a different way, so that this binary definition of gender is sort of part of the programming that we all need to abandon. And to your point about when you were the most unhappy and you were sort of adopting this programming that was this binary, sort of polarized, like now women have to be like men to be equal thing. And, we've all had that as women who are ambitious and strong and want to be actualized in the world. And so I was just thinking about that when I was raising my daughter, Mirabelle, your granddaughter, that it's always a struggle for a mother and a woman to be all those different sides of the prism, and I think for men too, that we're all trying to integrate ourselves. And speaking to the vulnerability, I'm reminded of Brené Brown, who wrote all these great books about vulnerability, and about Amy Cuddy, who just gave that great TED Talk about vulnerable body positions, the open heart, and how when you're open in your heart and you're vulnerably sharing, that's power, that's connection, and that's not a male or a female thing. Essentially, maybe culturally it has been, but I think that we're going to find the synthesis and the communication and the really survival of our species by taking away these binary definitions of what it means to be like a man, a woman, a gender at all,
Yeah, absolutely. And those young people who are really in such a vulnerable and courageous way are exploring all of this and modeling that for us they're way showers. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're really bringing our attention on that polarization of masculine and feminine, which hasn't worked. So we're in such a transformative place in our history right now. It's really exciting. There's nothing boring going on right now, is there? Nothing
no, it's
is
a
boring.
Wake up time. It's,
oh,
we are
boy,
feeling
yeah.
awoke. If you're paying attention,
absolutely.
You're waking up. And it does require vulnerability, and it's happening in many different sectors. It's happening with culture. Mm-hmm. It's happening with, the way people
organizations.
Define themselves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at what just happened with the U.S. Olympic team,
know.
That expose of how that was structured and what was going on. I mean, it's all, right now, it's all on the table. It's all
I know.
On the table,
I was just seeing it at the gym yesterday. I saw a quote. I was teaching a yoga class at the gym, and I just happened to look up at the TV at the women's gymnastics hearings, and there was a subtitle on the screen. I didn't even hear the volume, but it was like, you messed with the wrong pack of women. and one of the things
yeah.
is saying, you should be afraid. You should be really afraid
mm-hmm.
right now because it's
mm-hmm.
not going to happen. You messed with the wrong group. And
yeah,
you know,
it's a tidal wave now.
Yeah, it was like this thing, this polarization again of like, I grew up in a small town and sports were a big thing, you know, as they can be in small towns. And there were really two models for if you were a woman, you could either be a cheerleader or you could be an athlete. You could be a jock or you could be a pretty girl. There wasn't
mm-hmm.
room to be a nerd, which was really more what I was. But I was an
uh-huh.
athlete, but I was in a different sport. But I just remember thinking,
yeah.
I can't fit into this cheerleader box, and I can't fit into this
right.
box, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that, like, say I were a young gay man growing up in that, that would have been even worse. You know, there was more leaders.
Yeah,
than
it's really, it's complicated. One of the things that I'm really finding so wonderful and fascinating, and I've heard this from many different people who I really value their perception and their insights on things, is that 2018 is the year of relationship, which is kind of like, what does that mean? Well, it means all relationships. First, the relationship we have with ourselves. Because none of this is going to change until the relationship we all have with ourselves changes. And so that's the primary relationship this year. But then once we begin to change our relationship with ourselves, with our body, you know, with the way we are living our lives and with our outlook, it can't not change the relationships that we have in our lives, which then spills over into our relationship with our community, with our work, whatever it might be, whether it's self-employment or employment in a company, or whether it's art or service work or a retiree that has, you know, a special focus and is doing volunteer work or nonprofit work. It can't help but spill over into all these other areas and impact them and begin to transform them as well. So, and things are happening fast. It's really remarkable
yeah.
how fast
yeah,
things
it
are
is.
Changing.
It's an exponential shift. Tell me a little bit about your work specifically and how you're able to help people navigate these transitions and sort of step into their power. I mean, since I've known you, you've really
yeah.
transformed, and you've become a living embodiment of your Emboldened Heart program. So tell me how other people can get that and what that's about.
I'd love to. Yeah, we really just have a few minutes left. So right now, my big thing that I am super excited about is I've developed a program for women. It's called Life Alchemy, and I'm just so excited about it because I have so much fabulous material and processes that I'm going to bring into it. This is a year-long program for women, and it is set up so that we really focus on and create a personal and powerful master plan, a life map, in eight major areas of our lives. First is relationships, which we talked about, and that's kind of the key. Then career, work, contribution, and service, which is also a huge part of our lives. Then lifestyle and life environment, so that we can actually create the lifestyle and the life environment that is the best fit for us, because everybody's different. We also are going to focus on money and financial matters, because that is, I mean, we live in a world where we have a requirement to create money, to manage money, and so there's plenty of work to be done in that arena. We also
I'm excited about
on,
that, you know?
Yeah,
money
yeah.
is an exciting area.
It really is.
I can speak
briefly
to my own journey with that, which is like acknowledging
yeah.
and being okay with being abundant. Like, this is part of life,
mm-hmm.
why we're on the earth, you know? And like,
yes.
I think there's been a split
yes.
with some people. Oh, if I'm spiritual, I can't be prosperous. Or if I'm prosperous, I don't have
right.
time for my body. So I really like that you're integrating these major sectors.
Yeah. The next is body health, wellness, and wholeness, because we really do have the ability to heal ourselves. And I will even cover things like youthing, pro-youthing. I'm sick of the word anti-aging. I'm sick of it.
Me too.
Anti-anything doesn't make sense to
right.
me anymore.
I
agree. So pro-youthing makes a lot more sense. So we'll spend a lot of time working on that. Also, love, romance, partnership, and significant others. And that isn't all about, you know, an intimate love relationship. That's partnership with people that we work with closely. That is... that significant others that may not live with us. I mean, everything's changing. All these, there are no boxes anymore. So we'll also
yeah, I really
cover
like,
personal
you know,
growth.
This, mm-hmm. Yeah, this
we're
going to
cover personal growth.
And,
yeah, and I'm rushing because I'm afraid we're going to run out of time here. We've only got a little
no.
over a minute left. We've
yeah.
Got personal growth and spiritual expansion, and then recreation, pleasure, fun, and joy. All those things, all of them are things that we deserve, that are available to us, and they're a requirement. So there's a lot
well,
of ground that's going to be covered in this program.
So can people go on your Emboldened Heart website, or do they go to your Blogspot, or how do people get into this?
Both ways. They can go to emboldenedheart.com, or at the bottom of this blog talk, there's a link that takes you right to the program information. Made it easy.
All right. Well, listen,
yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody who's listening right now that Melinda is living proof of the Emboldened Heart path, and I've seen her not just talk the talk, but walk the talk, and she's transformed in the time that I've known her, and she was pretty awesome when I first met her. So
I would recommend
that you guys go to the Emboldened Heart. I'm so excited you're going to be coming on my yoga retreat with me to Costa Rica in March. That's exciting.
I know,
and
I
information
too.
About that on your blog and on your website.
Absolutely.
Emboldened Heart.
Yep.
So
it's everywhere. Facebook, all the social media, they can find it everywhere. Yep.
That's right. We're going to be putting it out there on my stuff and on Melinda's, on my yoga face posts on Instagram and on my website, www.yogaface.net, and melindaemboldenedheart.com.
Yes, thanks, Annalise, so much. What fun it was to have you interview me. Thank you, thank
I think
you.
We're just
and
have
listeners.
To keep doing these.
Let's do it. Why not? There's plenty to talk about. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest
All
of
right.
the day. Okay,
lots of love,
bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.